Hello, you may be able to hear behind us the roar of the engine of a massive ferry that's currently ferrying us from the island of Mull to back to Oban.
Woo!
It's, well, I say massive ferry, it's, you know, it's quite large. It's got like, it's not like the previous ferry we took to Mull was like a little tin pot ship, which took about three cars.
So it wasn't the smallest ferry we've ever been on.
No, but this one...
that belongs to Cromarty.
Yeah, this ferry looks like, you know, they bought it second hand from P&O after taking people to France or something. So this is quite a seasonal thing. It was quite good because we got to leave the car during the journey, and we spent it, as adults do, playing House of the Dead 3 in the arcade on the ship. We did quite well. My light gun, I don't think, was calibrated entirely correctly, but I shot a lot of zombies. Liz looks like she's a bit too at home holding a gun, which is a little bit unnerving.
Do I look more at home eating a biscuit?
She also looks at home eating biscuits. That sounds like I'm making a snide quip. So yeah, we're currently planning to drive back to Glasgow, or Glasgow, as they call it in Scotland. I was going to try and do a Scottish accent then, but didn't.
So on the map, on the way home, and I don't think it might not exist, there's literally, like, a bagpipe factory that I hopefully will stop at and take a picture of, because it's a bagpipe factory.
We're going to stop at the bagpipe factory, and then I think, I don't know if it's racist to sort of pose for hilarious pictures outside of a bagpipe factory because we're in Scotland, but I think it's fine because Scotland...
Because it's a bagpipe factory, and it's... like hilarious.
It's like a Scottish person coming to London and having their photo taken in front of some, you know, MacBook wankers in Shoreditch.
Pretty much. Going,
what do you think they're all about? What's all that about? But so we'll be reporting back later with more from our exciting holiday.